Hey everyone, welcome to the Deeper Waters podcast. It's Andrea and I'm here with Brandon and we are joined by two very special guests today. We have Chad and Danae Gertz with us.
Hey Andrea, hey Brandon.
We're super excited to have you guys here for this conversation that we're going to be kind of digging into a little bit more of what Pastor Daryl and Marie talked about this past Sunday. But before we dive into that, a couple of quick announcements for you guys. This Thursday night hangs is a little bit different. We'll be meeting from 5:30 to 6:30, and then after that, going to the Minnesota Adult and Teen Challenge Christmas concert that will be at the church. So just walk down the hall. Invite your parents to join you for that as well. We'd really encourage that. Also, just as a heads up, it's a free concert, but they do take up an offering as a way to support this ministry. So if you're coming, we'd encourage you to think about what you could maybe contribute to them when you come. And then also Impact this Sunday is normal, so be sure to come to that from 6 to 8. And then the following Thursday, we have a Christmas movie night.
Whoop, whoop.
Yes, we're excited.
I'm excited.
Brandon has been screening movies for it.
I mean, it's really hard work.
It's a Wonderful Life. Is that on the agenda?
I mean, that's one of my personal favorites, but I don't know if that's on the docket.
Okay.
Talk to your son about that one.
Yeah.
Talk to Carter.
So that'll be fun. That's both for middle school and high schoolers, and that's from 6 to 9. Is that correct, Brandon?
That is correct.
Great. Perfect. And then also summer mission trip signups are out. So be sure to sign up for those by the end of December. So you got a couple more weeks for those. So that's what we have for announce. Oh, we forgot to record the announcements thing on Sunday night to be able to insert as a sound effect in here.
Well, how about this? And I said it on the last podcast that did not get out. So that's our fault on that. But if someone comes up to either Andrea or I and reminds us to record this Sunday night, we can record the announcements chant.
There we go. And then we can put the announcement chant right into the podcast.
And it'd be great.
Amazing. So good. All right. But anyways, we're going to dive into a conversation. And to get us started, we have a question for Chad and Danae. We want to hear the story of how the two of you guys met.
Well, during my senior year of high school, I dated one of my classmates. We were just friends. We just thought it was our senior year, so we would date just because. I do not recommend that, but as I look back, it was all in God's plan. So after our senior year of high school, he was headed to advanced individual training with the Iowa National Guard down in Fort Benning, Georgia. So he was gone for 8 weeks during that summer, and so we did that long distance relationship thing while he was down at training.
Yeah, so it was interesting because that same summer, I also was in the National Guard and was in Fort Benning, Georgia, at the same training regiment as Danae's ex-boyfriend. It was interesting because I had not met this individual at all the entire time of basic training until like the last week of training. Actually, our lockers sort of butted up against each other. And so he was kind of on the other side of the alley there where our bunks were lined up. And so our lockers were next to each other. And I had opened up mine kind of the same time as his. And we had pictures of our girlfriends on our, you know, kind of taped on our lockers. And I looked over and I was like, oh, she looks kind of cute. And so we were talking just kind of small talk. And I said, we were talking about our girlfriends. And I said, where is she going to be going to college? And he said, oh, well, she's going to Dakota State University. And I was like, really? That's where I'm planning to go as well. And so, and he said, yeah, you know, you should, maybe you should look her up when you get there and maybe we can double date or, you know, connect or something like that. And I said, I will certainly do that. That sounds like fun. And so it wasn't too much into our first week of college where I made the connection with Danae, and you can tell kind of how that went.
So it was the first day of college was, well, so I'll back up that my ex-boyfriend now and I, we decided that we were going to do the long distance relationship through college because he was going to go to a different one in Iowa. And we thought, well, we'll stay together and see how this works. And so it was that first Monday at college. I hadn't really met anyone, didn't know anyone. So although I had met one of the girls down the hall. So I went down and I got her and I said, would you please come over to the guy's dorm with me? Because there's this guy I have to meet.
this random guy. Who knows?
And so she comes over with me. I knew which room he was in. And I went over there and knocked on the door and no one was there. So I started to leave just my name and room number on the whiteboard that they had on the outside of their door. And we were getting ready to leave. And then here, Chad and his roommate came around the corner. And so that was the first time that we met. And we went into their room that night and we're chatting and talking. And the four of us were getting to know each other. And that was actually the day that we discovered that we have the same birthdays as well, because it was that night we made each other show us each other's driver's license to prove it.
Yeah, I didn't believe her.
Yeah, same year and everything. And so that was on a Monday. And then Chad asked me out on Wednesday. I broke up with my boyfriend on Thursday, and we started dating that Friday, and the rest is history.
Amazing. What a story. That's just incredible. And then how long have you guys been married now?
We have been married for 28 years.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
That's awesome. That's amazing.
I love that story. So from the talk on Sunday night, just to kind of dig into it a little bit, I just want to start with anything that specifically stood out to either of you guys in Daryl and Marie's talk.
I think one of the things that stood out to me was that marriage is not a competition, that both people in the marriage bring in their strengths to better each other and to better the marriage. And I don't know that it was necessarily said on Sunday night, but in past Bible studies I've been in, they've talked about the partners in marriage being completers of each other instead of competers of each other.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I think there's a couple takeaways that I had from this. First of all, I was thinking about the part where I think it was Proverbs 31, where they were talking about how the wife goes to make the purchase of the land kind of thing. And just struck me how the husband trusts his wife to make those savvy decisions. And I think about kind of how in Danae's and my marriage, how I trust her for a lot of those kind of like day-to-day kinds of things to run the business, if you will, of our home. And she does an awesome job of that. You know, big decisions. Like I don't know that we would. I'd have Danae go purchase some land. you know, without us kind of talking about it. But you know, those big decisions. We talk about those. You know, mm-hmm. as a couple, and kind of make those decisions. But you know, I guess one other piece that was kind of interesting to me. So we've been walking through Ephesians. And, you know, Ephesians 5 describes sort of the submitting to one another. And I think the word submitting, it gets like kind of a bad rap sometimes mm-hmm. because, you know, there's this connotation that submitting is kind of, you know, you're giving up or you're being subservient. What's the right word? You're kind of like it feels like maybe it's less than or that you're less than a person if you're submitting. But, you know, it's really I feel like it's such so much bigger than that. And it's so much, you know, when you think about what that means to submit, it's and the first verse of Ephesians 5 talks about submitting to one another. So it's not even like just the wife submitting. And I feel like in our marriage, it works well, the submission piece. But what particularly kind of stood out to me as we kind of look at the Ephesians 5 verse was the husband's role. and just the husband's role to love his wife. And so you kind of think about, what does that look like? What does love look like, to have that sacrificial love? And that's kind of a kind of submission in and of itself, because that love is a sacrificial love that's Christ ultimately demonstrated the best way to do that by his death on the cross. So, you know, that means that while the wife is submitting, the husband is showing his kind of love by willing to be that sacrifice. To sacrifice means to give up something, you know, like in the Old Testament. I was thinking about sacrificial, what does that look like in the Old Testament? It was slaughtering an animal. But, you know, now it's like surrendering. Mm-hmm. Surrendering, it could be surrendering in the Old Testament, even surrendering possessions. So there's this idea of like surrendering. And I think that that's kind of what comes into play as part of the husband's role, is that sacrificial love, that surrendering. So you've got submission, you've got surrendering, and when that happens completely, you have a really healthy marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that you pointed out, like, again, this idea of submission does, I feel like, get often a bad rap. Specifically, I think, you know, that wives are supposed to submit, and, like, that piece, I feel like, is so emphasized in such mm-hmm. a negative way. But, again, in a marriage, like, both are still created in the image of God, and so neither is less than the other. But, again, it's this coming together and being complete, you know, in Christ, in that marriage together. So what are some of the ways that you guys have seen the Hebrew word for helper, Ezer, be a benefit for you guys in your marriage, for both of you guys in different seasons?
Well, I think one thing that really resonated with me in the message that Daryl was talking about, you know, he went back to Genesis where he was talking about, you know, it's not good for, you know, man to be alone. And this goes for women too. I mean, if it was the reverse, it would be, it's not good for women to be alone either, right? Yeah. So, you know, we do things as a couple. I mean, often we serve together in Impact. We go grocery shopping together. Mm-hmm. You know, we do a lot of things together.
We do Menards and Lowe's together.
Yeah, some of our best date nights are at Menards. You know,
Menards and Lowe's and Walmart and West Circle Drive Hy-Vee.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I love the specific Hy-Vee. Not just any Hy-Vee. The only one is right. West Circle.
That's right. West Circle is really good. Yeah. But, you know, and the other thing is, like, when it comes to that word helper, I think, you know, for me, this really resonates because Danae has been so supportive with helping me on projects, things that I'm interested in. She's just an excellent example of what it means to be a helper. She stands by me. She helps me. We've enjoyed a lot of home remodeling projects, and we enjoy doing those together. And I think you recognize that
I cannot take the lead on him. Like, it is not my strength, but it is definitely his strength. And so I just come alongside him and grab tools for him, or, you know, get what he needs. And over the years, I've learned things that I can do now that I haven't been able to do, but I just enjoy doing it with him, even though it is not necessarily my strength or something that I can take the lead on, but he can, and I can assist him by just listening and helping and taking orders.
That's right. Although we know who's the real one that gives the orders.
Yeah, whatever.
But no, seriously, I just really appreciate so much her help. And honestly, sometimes just having Danae by my side, she's being supportive. She's there to encourage. And there's this concept of shoulder-to-shoulder time. Mm-hmm. You want to talk about what that is?
Yeah, we took a parenting class years ago when the girls were really young. And we learned about shoulder-to-shoulder time, how sometimes just being in the presence with your spouse is enough. Like, you don't have to be doing the same thing, but just being together. I mean, sometimes, you know, he'll be out in the shop doing something, and I'll just go out there and sit with my laptop or with a book. Half of the time, you know, we probably only say 20 words to each other, but it's just the fact of being together. Or if I'm working on a project in the house, he'll come out and bring whatever he's working on in that same location. So we're not doing the same thing, but at least our shoulders are together and we're in the presence of one another.
That's really cool.
Instead of our separate areas or rooms of the house.
Yeah, that's great. So the last question that I want to dive into is, would you guys say that the more consistent you are in having a daily walk with Jesus, the better your relationship is with each other, your kids, those around you, and why or why not?
Yeah, I think that definitely regular devotions, it does. It helps us grow closer to God. And when we grow closer to God, that brings us closer together as well. You had kind of this concept of the
triangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you think of a triangle, and the top of the triangle has God at the top, and then the two bottom points have each of the spouses. If you are both trying to get closer to God, then you're just going to naturally get closer to each other as well. And so we had been very faithful about having devotions and prayer together almost every morning. And like when the kids were young, they would see us sitting on the couch and doing that. You know, sometimes they'd sit by us, sometimes they wouldn't, but they were always in the presence of that. And then as they have gotten older and are all young adults now, if they're home, who's ever home and is around and we're having devotions, they just come and sit with us. And we do it together, and they just know that it's a routine and what we do, and it's a great time to read the Bible together and to pray for each other. So we have done that consistently for 28 years.
Yeah, and I think it helps us keep things in perspective. When we're having regular devotions, it centers our day. Mm-hmm. It helps us remember that it's not all about us, because we pray for each other, we pray for others, and we get to hear each other's perspectives. You know, if we weren't having devotions together, if we weren't having regular time together, we'd miss out, I think, on some of the perspectives and some of the challenges. I mean, it's an open time where we really get to hear each other kind of cry out to God, on behalf of each other when we're struggling or there's challenges we're going through. So it is a really important time, and it's helped us really appreciate each other and carry each other through the good and challenging times that we have.
A lot of times on Saturdays are our big like project day, and we like to do our house and yard projects on Saturdays, and we wake up in the morning, have breakfast, and we've got our list and ready to go, and then we're almost ready to head outside or wherever, and we're like, wait, stop. We need to make sure we have devotions and pray and put the day into perspective before we begin, because it would be easy just to start in with the day's activities and plans without taking that time.
And plus, if I'm outside running the chainsaw, Danae has to pray for safety.
That's true. That is true.
Don't need any chainsaw accidents.
That's right. That's right.
That's great. Well, thank you guys both for just sharing that insight. Any last thoughts that any of you guys have? Any parting wisdom for students in this area as they, hopefully no one's getting married, you know, like next week, but as they think about that and even just pursue dating, any final thoughts that you guys have or wisdom you want to share?
You know, I think that when Danae and I were going through marriage counseling, one of the things that the counselor had just, as we were kind of going through things, he was talking about how we had done some survey or some test or some personality test. I can't remember what it was, but they had identified.
We were told that we should not get married because it wouldn't work.
Well,
kind of, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of like you two are so different. You know, and we're just like, you know, he was just really like concerned that, you know, because our personalities were different and our interests were different. But I think one of the things that I would say is, as we've grown in our marriage, as I've matured and as Danae has matured, we have just grown to love each other in such a deeper way and so much appreciate each other's differences. And I think early on in our marriage, it was a lot of, I was learning how to relinquish control. I was learning how to you know, back to the sort of sacrificial loving kind of thing, to learn how to do that. That was a real challenge for me early on in our marriage. And I think as we've grown, I've learned better how to put the needs of others in front. And Danae has always been good at that. So she's naturally gifted at that. But
That's sweet.
But yeah, I think as you're thinking about, as kids are thinking about future marriage, a lot of this is, it's for to be successful, a lot of it is learning how to put the other's needs in front of yours. So whether that's submitting or sacrificial love, that's, I think, the secret to a healthy marriage.
And just have fun with one another. We just so enjoy being together. I mean, we love doing walks together. We love playing cards and games together, doing music together, being with friends together, just spending time together. And just, I think it's really important to let your spouse do his thing, have his thing. Chad has his, you know, assistant coaching basketball that he goes to, and he loves that. He has different guys that he gets together with for one-on-ones, giving him the opportunity and the okay to that. I'm involved in the Rochester Community Band, and he knows how much I love that. So he just knows that I need that time to do that. So being
encourage each other's passions,
right? Encourage each other's passions and let them have that. I mean, you need to be together, but you need to have your own friends and your own time too.
Yeah, I think
that's great, both of you guys. And yeah, super important to still, like, when you have that person, to also still surround yourselves with other people who are able to encourage you guys, both in your marriage, and just to have fun, you know, doing your thing. So again, thank you both for coming and joining
us. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks everyone, who's tuned in to listen. We're glad that you guys are enjoying this Deeper Waters podcast. And as always, we'd love to hear from you and your thoughts on this. But with all that being said, we say to you, go out and be more like Jesus.